Welcome back. You're listening to Half Hour to Health. I'm Dr. Stephanie from Crossroads Chiropractic with Dr. Barry Taylor, naturopathic doctor from New England Family Health Center and author of Love Your Body. And we are talking this morning about creating healthy joints and improving flexibility with the top 10 tips so far, talking about keeping a healthy weight for yourself, types of foods that you may want to avoid, and then nutrients. And we were talking before the break about detox, and we'll pick up here with tip number 6.
It's easy. It's so easy, you know, like you can't see the forest because the trees are in the way. Hydrate. You know, we're 78-80% water, give or take a point or two. People who are stiff are almost always dehydrated. People who want to have healthier joints preventively, people who have not so healthy joints and they want to turn that around, I talk to them about optimal water. I talk to them about drinking water that's got a higher pH than what's coming out of your sink, to not drink chlorinated or fluoridated water. And my sixth tip, could be my first tip, is drink more healthy water.
So how much water should someone be drinking?
You know, it's a tough one, Dr. Steph, because it's not, you know, are you 100-pound, you know, small lady like you, or is somebody 200-pound, you know, 6'3 kind of guy? I start with a basic that most people should drink 4 glasses of water, and there are other people who need to drink 5 or 6 glasses of water. That's not including your protein drink or your carrot, apple, beet juice or other fluids that you might drink or your herbal peppermint tea. Just straight up water. Is I have people get a, not necessarily thermos, but some water container so we can be kind to the environment and be sensitive to not just keep throwing away cups and as if that stuff doesn't matter. I have them get something, and then I will ask them to please bring it in from their car. So whenever they see me, they're sipping on their water, kind of getting them into the habit of drink that whole, and it's about a quart, you know, it's 4 8-ounce glasses. Just get into a habit of drinking that all day long. And as far as joints, it really is one of those easy things that's just easy to miss.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Easy.
Yeah.
All right.
Now, if you want something to take your water, you don't like water straight, then you can take an herb. Because there are a lot of herbs that are really good for the joints. Cinnamon is good. Turmeric is good. You know, also called curcumin. Ginger is good. I put horsetail in my supplement that I make called Healthy Discs, which build up the strength of the disc. And it's got manganese. That's another nutrient that's different than magnesium that helps calcium. Manganese is really important for ligaments and tendons, but it's also really important for discs. Boswellia, also known as devil's claw. I don't know. Don't ask me the name, how they got the name. These are herbs that have biochemical properties that are amazing to decrease inflammation and help the joint be healthier. So you want to be careful of not just throwing an herb at osteoarthritis or at regular arthritis, but there are lots of herbs that can be very helpful to synergize with, hey, how do we get this synovial fluid better? Okay, mm-hmm. We're going to eat more avocados. We're going to do some more omega fish oils in a capsule. You know, I use a Love Your Body supplement called Omega Forte. That's a really fabulous, uncontaminated fish oil. Now, the last one, I'm going to turn it on you because there's so much I can learn from you. How does getting adjusted by a really talented chiropractor like you, how does that help the joints? How does the spine, well, you know, we could do like a 2-hour show on this.
We
I
could
know.
Totally do a 2-hour show on this. In short, getting adjusted keeps you balanced and in alignment, much like when you take your car to have the tires rotated and balanced, or if your car is out of alignment, parts and pieces of the car are going to wear out prematurely and unevenly. The same happens for our body. So symmetry is much more stable and relates to more fluid movement and less wear and tear. So I think of chiropractic adjustments as like a tune-up to keep everything in the best alignment possible. And that is the most simplistic explanation, but it's really exciting. There's lots of research that's been going on with athletes as far as flexibility and improved reaction time, which of course could be a whole nother show.
Do you find, Dr. Steph, that people who've got elbow problems, whether they're tennis players or not, they could be a bricklayer, they could be a construction worker, they could be a piano player, people who've got knee problems, do you find that it's not until you work with them for a while that they don't realize, they do not realize that their neck health, their cervical spine, their thoracic spine, that do you find that they don't realize that it's all connected until they go through an experience and then they really actually know what being balanced is?
Yeah, oftentimes people don't realize right away that the extremities are controlled from the nerves that exit from the spine. But a lot of times people will see that as they review their x-rays and see their subluxations with us during that exam process. So sometimes it doesn't take that time for it getting better for them to see that connection. But yeah,
right.
that is definitely a connection to joint health.
And one of the things that I love about your practice is that when you actually do the report of findings and you show people the lack of disc space, you know, or the collapsing, that you'll say, well, the nerve that comes off of T3 goes here, you know, or the nerve that goes off of C8 is, you know, here. So it's both joint problems and organ stuff. So it's a big tip for me. You know, it's why I appreciate that what I do is so complementary to what you do. And many of my clients, virtually all of my clients who have knee and ankle and pelvis conditions and want to know what herb can I give them or what homeopathic will work or please give me a food plan that's going to work, is without seeing you, I think they're getting less than half. In other words, the things that I can do will work so much better when somebody gets balanced and adjusted and really understands subluxations, understand some stretching that they can do to help your work be better. So that leads us into the ninth tip, which is exercise. So some people, their joints are so painful that they can't walk. Okay, well, then there's pool therapy. But people in wheelchairs can have healthier joints. So strength training, weight-bearing exercises can be done in a wheelchair, can be done in a pool, can be done sitting in a chair. You're not in a wheelchair, but you're in too much pain to walk around the block. Hot and cold compresses as part of exercise can increase circulation. And something that I know that you know more about than I do is it's amazing how many people come in and they're not aware that their posture, that their nose is so far out over their belly button, you know? It's not like somebody's holding their head and they're relaxed, that their head is, you know, relaxingly over their spine. So with people, the way they scrunch on a telephone or a cell phone or sit over a computer, a tip for people, even if it's your ankle pain, even if it's your wrist pain, we're so much more interconnected, as you know, because that's your forte, that's your wheelhouse, that getting adjusted in a way that affects people's posture can affect their knees and ankles and hips and all of that. It's huge.
100%.
Yeah. The last tip I have is about mental and emotional flexibility. And I see that for some people, not all, that resentment affects rigidity in the body. Holding on to anger can affect, really? Yeah.
Wow.
Not for everyone, no. But it's so easy, well, what they did is not forgivable, or well, if somebody did that to you, you'd still be angry at them. And all that kind of stuff sounds very normal for somebody to say, and you might say, yeah, if somebody did that, I might still be angry. But one way to let go and be flexible in life, true. Okay. How about Tai Chi? I love Tai Chi. Do you like Tai Chi?
I've never tried Tai Chi.
Oh, I must show you Tai Chi sometime. It's like ballet, Asian style. You know, it's just so lovely. you know, and it's like floating through fluid. And there's something called Qigong exercises. All of that has an enormous positive effect on joint flexibility. And then there's physical ways like yoga. Mm-hmm. But I want people, the listeners, to think that it's a two-way arrow. You can do yoga, and it's just about how often you can do salute to the sun and how well you can do a shoulder stand and a handstand and a headstand and a plow and different what are called asanas or positions you put your body in. But all of those yoga postures, when they got designed thousands and thousands and thousands of years ago, had effects on the mind. They had effects on the heart and emotions. And there's something about joint stiffness, which for some people could be too much to coffee in the morning without enough of a bagel or oatmeal or something to mop up the acidity that gets dramatically increased. That's true. Too much roast beef for lunch and a hamburger for dinner. Too much. That's true. Way too much acidity. That's true. But there's another part for some people that joint health has to do with people who are so opinionated, they're so attached that what they believe, you know, is the truth, that they're not very flexible thinkers. And there's this line between being passionate and fervent about what you and I hold to be dear and what some people will fight and die for, and that's different than being so dogmatic that you have very little space for other people to think what they think respectfully, even though they don't think what you think. You know, like we need to just agree to be respectfully in disagreement. So there's a certain kind of grasping. There's a certain kind of holding on to negative emotions. There's a certain kind of holding on to righteous beliefs that can be expressed in our arthritises, in our shoulder rotator cuffs, in the rigidity in our body. You know, we think that we're machines. We think we're our bodies. We are so much more holistically integrated than we were ever brought up to believe.
That is an amazing conversation that we should continue to have.
Good.
But we're out of time.
Again.
So
I was on a roll.
I know. If you're tuning in, you'll have to tune in again to Half Hour to Health because we will definitely have Dr. Barry Taylor back with us. If you want to find his book, it's called Love Your Body, Your Path to Transformation, Health, and Healing. You can check it out on Amazon or drbarrytaylor.com. So until next time, we wish you a healthy, happy, wonderful weekend. We'll see you next time here on The Pulse and WEMJ.